Hey there, it's Marco Werman here, host of the public radio news show, The World. If you're here, you probably know that each week on The World, we feature compelling music from all over the globe. And every Friday, we share it here with you on our Global Hit podcast. First up today, check out these new sounds from West Africa. Les Amazones d'Afrique, African Amazons, is a recently formed collective of 10 fierce women vocalists from West Africa. Some are veterans like Angélique Kidjo from Benin and Mali's Kandia Kouyaté. But this is up-and-coming Nigerian singer Nneka.
As we walk with love. When things go wrong, we still be strong. No matter what they bring, we still be here. 'Cause when things go wrong, we still be here.
New music from Nigerian singer Nneka with Les Amazones d'Afrique. Here's another story for you. Even though the U.S. has a long history of relations, up and down, with Pakistan, the country itself is still something of a mystery for many Americans. We know it's a Muslim-majority nation. Maybe less known is that it has a deep tradition of the Sufi mystics that goes back over 1,000 years. Some Pakistanis will tell you that that mysticism penetrates the soul of the entire country, even though it's fallen out of favor in the past 30 years in Pakistan with the arrival of more strains of Islam from the Middle East. This is the voice of Sanam Marvi. She's a Sufi kaval, a devotional singer. Kavalis are songs that often extend into half-hour musical meditations, soaring voices, and ultimately trance states for some of the people listening and dancing. Sanam Marvi is touring the U.S. right now. She was selected as one of the artists for this year's season of Center Stage, the State Department's project that tours performers from around the world here in the U.S. And before her Boston show, she stopped by our studios. We spoke to her through an interpreter. No, it's not unheard of for a woman to be a Kavali singer, but it is rare. There's kind of Abida Parveen and you, and that's kind of it. Does that come with any stigma of its own?
अजीब सी बात नहीं है बस मुझे लगता है कि वहां पर हमारे पाकिस्तान में बहुत कम और
वेल इट इज अनयूजुअल बिकॉज़ वुमेन इन पाकिस्तान सनम मरवी सेज डोंट हैव ऑल द फ्रीडम्स दैट दे ऑट टू हैव एंड बिकॉज़ ऑफ दैट इट्स मोर डिफिकल्ट फॉर देम टू कम टू द लाइमलाइट बट ऑफ कोर्स मोर वुमेन नीड टू कम इनटू दिस फील्ड एंड आईड लाइक टू ऐड दैट बिसाइड्स अब्दा परवीन एंड सनम मरवी देयर आर क्वाइट अ फ्यू अदर वुमेन एंड गर्ल्स हु आर doing this music, and some of them are very good, but they still haven't made it to the mainstream.
As somebody who has made it to the mainstream, what kind of responsibility is that for you, kind of representing all women in Pakistan?
जी मुझे बहुत बड़ी लगता है कि लोगों ने मुझे.
She feels this as a great responsibility that she has been given, that she has been mandated with. To as a woman to spread this message, and because she believes that it is a big responsibility, she takes her work very seriously and works very hard.
Do you feel that it's kind of creating excitement among young women that they can be independent, they could be a singer, or they could be anything?
जी बहुत कोशिश करती हैं पर ये है कि उनको.
Of course, women feel empowered when they listen to her and Abda Parveen. But it's difficult for them, mostly because of their families, because mostly their families are conservative and they don't want their women to come into the performing arts or to come on screen or to be exposed to the whole of society. But some of these women have such beautiful voices that she says that her voice is nothing compared to theirs.
Really?
Yes.
She's being humble, of course.
I think she is. That was Pakistani Kaval Sanam Marvi speaking through her interpreter. Also joining them while they're in the States is journalist Madia Syed. She's based in Karachi and writes for the magazine and newspaper Dawn. If you are lucky to be in a city where Sanam Marvi and her ensemble are performing, we thought we'd give you a little context for how the concert might unfold if you were attending it in Pakistan. That's what I wanted Madia Syed to describe.
Well, it would be different in, if you were to attend in a village or if you were to attend in a city, it would be very different. If Sanam was performing in any of the major cities, it would be very similar to how she performs in the United States. You have an audience that is properly seated and they enjoy the show and they sing along with it as well. The difference would be that Sanam's entourage would be a lot bigger. What you did not see were her. She has a team of like backing vocalists behind her and clappers, professional clappers.
And if this concert were happening in the provinces of Pakistan,
villages, that would be in the shrines.
Yeah.
So in the shrines, people are a bit more expressive of their happiness or the fact that they're enjoying. So they might even stand up and dance. And there's something called what we call hal, is when a kavali is going on and on and on, and you're in a state of trance, and so people start to headbang. But apparently, they can't get out of that state. And so the kavals then have to, you know, sing faster and faster and faster until that person snaps out of it, that audience member snaps out of it. So that's something you would see as well.
That was journalist Madia Syed from Pakistan with a little primer on what to expect at an authentic kavali performance. We've got dates for Sanam Marvi's concerts at PRI.org. Earlier this week, we also featured the music of Nouvelle Vague. They're a Paris-based band that covers punk and new wave in surprising ways. Bossa nova, reggae, French chanson, anything but the original head-banging punk sound. See if you recognize this cover.
Went to 24 hours ago. Oh, I wanna be sedated. Nothing to do, nowhere.
Yep, nothing like a little sedated French chanson. Back here in this hemisphere, the age of Trump is bringing some new appreciation to what artists and musicians are thinking and performing, like this man from Mexico. This is the sound of Liber Terán. He's rock royalty in Mexico, founded the band Los de Abajo in 1992 and was its vocalist for 15 years. He was influenced by smart 90s rock acts like Jane's Addiction and the French band Mano Negra, the brainchild of Manu Chao. Makes perfect sense. A big influence on Manu Chao, The Clash. You can hear that distantly on tracks like this one, El Gitano Western. Liber Terán's most recent release is a best of collection, so it's a great place to discover what this dazzling musical mind has been up to and where he's headed. We'll leave you with something new from Liber Terán, the single off his new CD. Apuntando al cielo, or pointing to the sky, the latest from Mexican musician Liber Terán.
Y yo me quedo y quiero estar contigo todo el tiempo, sí, me
You've been listening to the World's Global Hit Podcast. To find out more about our program and other news and culture features, head over to PRI.org. I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.